Okay, we'll call the meeting of the Sewerage Commission Orville Region for July 23rd, 2024 to order. Roll call. Rich, could you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Commissioner Salvucci.
Here.
Commissioner Mastellato.
Here.
Commissioner Pittman.
Here.
Commissioner Thompson.
Here.
Commissioner Coach.
Here.
Commissioner Clark.
Here.
All here.
All right. Rich, would you lead us in the Pledge of
Allegiance? Pledge, salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, sir. Acknowledgement of visitors. Seeing none in the room. We move forward. Acknowledgement and welcome of our new commissioner. The board will welcome Mark Clark, who represents, replaces Bragg Tiger from the Thermalita Water and Sewer District. So welcome.
Thank you.
Mark. And number six is board meeting minutes.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, we included the minutes from last month's meeting in the packet. If you have any questions, we can go over those now.
Board, have any questions?
I make a motion to approve the minutes from June 25th, 2024 at the regular meeting.
I'll second that. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? So carried. Next item is the authorization of warrants.
I met with the general manager today and we reviewed the checks starting with number 29050 and continuing until 29106. The commissioner checks 1011118 through 11123, and then the electronic funds transfer for a total of $48,226.26.
$488,000.
What'd I say?
48. Oh. You're all right. You talked a lot of numbers today. You're good.
Yeah, well, I got confused when I got to those checks for the commissioners. It was just like one digit too many. It threw me.
All right. Entertain a motion for warrants.
That was the motion.
Oh, that was the motion.
I'll second that.
Okay. All those in favor of the warrants as presented in agenda, please signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? So carried. Fiscal report for item number 8.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, we included the fiscal reports in the packet for your review. If there's any questions, I can answer that now.
Monitoring and compliance is... What is monitoring and compliance? Is that when we...
That is like testing.
Testing all the sludge and all that?
Exactly. And they
so
have required...
So lab is charging us more?
Yeah. No. The labs are charging us more, but they've required a bunch more testing, and they made us enter into a bunch of different more programs that we haven't had in before. So now we're in, I think, right at the end of Scott's time here. Were we in the CV salts or not yet?
Not yet.
Yeah, so we're in the CV salts program. We're in the PFAS program. These are programs that they force you in to, and then you have to do the testing so that they can, and you have to pay for the testing, and then they collect the data.
Essentially,
so,
the state's doing studies and research.
Exactly, but they make us pay for it.
They're going to increase our regulations. Right.
So they're charging more while you're getting charged more.
Exactly. Yeah.
I'm curious, are you showing any PFAS?
Yeah, there's PFAS everywhere, yeah. Mm-hmm. We actually have, I know Cal Water wanted to send us some water from backwashing of a filter because they have a PFAS hit on one of their wells in town. So, yeah, PFAS is pretty prevalent in most bodies of water these days, unfortunately.
Yeah, they've shut down two of their wells in town.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we're going to work with them on getting one cleaned up, but we told them we can't take any. Our regulator is like, absolutely no. A known source of PFAS cannot come to the plant. So we had to tell them, run it through your filters, whatever gets caught in your cart and your charcoal filters, you haul off. We won't deal with that. We'll deal with the effluent water if it's clean. So
it's funny how you find something you never knew was there.
Yep.
Any other questions on the fiscal reports? Yep. I entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve the fiscal report for July 2024.
No, this is information only.
Just receive the information. Thank you. Number 9, CalPERS unfunded liability contribution.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, so every year we have to pay unfunded liability. SCORE gives us the, PERS gives us the option to pay monthly. I believe it would be around $19,000 a month, or we can pay it up front, $229,290, which if we pay it up front, it'll save us about $7,668. So we have the money in the bank account to do it. My recommendation would be to pay the $229,290 and save the $8,000.
You know, I've always tried to deal with their terminology, unfunded liability. It really ought to be called failed investment portfolio. That's why it's there. They have so many restrictions on their investments because the legislature said what they can and can't invest in. And the reason we have this is their failure to invest properly. So that ought to be changed.
Mm-hmm.
But it comes from PERS, so I understand it. But it makes us feel like, well, you guys didn't pay your bills properly. Well, that's just not so. It's one of the problems we have. Any questions on that item or a motion?
I'll make a motion that we pay the unfunded liability in advance of saving the commission $7,668.
I'll second it.
Any questions under that motion?
Is that supposed to be because it's a big money item? Is that for the?
Yeah, we'll roll call.
Okay.
Yep. So,
okay, the motion and seconded. Call roll, please.
Commissioner Mastalotto?
Yes.
Commissioner Pittman?
Yes.
Commissioner Coach?
Yes.
Thank you all. Number 10, painting contracts.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. So originally when I came to you and asked you guys to do the roof and you guys granted me that ability to do that, we had planned to paint the eaves and everything and all the trim around the building ourselves. After the roof got completed and it looked so good, we are still more than willing, and if you guys direct us, we will go paint it tomorrow. Doesn't matter. But we thought that since it looks so good, let's bring in a professional painter and get it done professionally and not mess up the very nice job that you guys just allowed us to pay $155,000 to get done.
So the metal roof is what?
They're going to paint the eaves underneath and like where it's red on the trim around the windows and stuff, all that red stuff now, that'll be painted gray to match the roof. And then underneath on the eaves, it'll be a light gray.
What about the doors?
The doors will be gray as well.
Oh, okay.
So all the trim, anything that's red right now will turn gray, other than underneath the eaves, that'll turn light gray. So everything else will match the roof color. Mm-hmm. So we brought you guys three proposals. Not to exceed the most expensive one is I think $14,800, but we're recommending the De Silva proposal. I don't know if Commissioner Coach, when you were here, if they did work here, but they said they did work here previous. I don't know if you were here or not.
I think he said he originally painted these buildings.
So yeah, maybe you're not. You haven't been here that long. I'm not trying to mess it up like that. He said he did work here about 20 years ago, and that was during your time. So
he might have. Yeah. He's been around town for a while.
But that would be my recommendation. It would be De Silva. They are the local, and they are the cheapest. Theirs was $10,900.
Any questions on the bidding?
That's really inexpensive.
It's not too bad, yeah.
Yeah, it is. I'll entertain a motion then.
So moved.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
All right, the motion is seconded to approve this contract. Call the roll, please.
Approve the contract for De Silva painting?
Yes. Yep.
Do we need to put in the action, the total not to exceed the $15,000, or are we going to leave it at the $10,900?
I say not to exceed in case they come up with.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
They're going to find it right around somewhere, I'm sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Commissioner Mastalotto?
Yes.
Commissioner Pittman?
Yes.
And Commissioner Coach?
Yep.
Yes.
All right. Number 11, attorney's report. Ryan. Can't hear you.
He's trying to unmute.
All right. I was trying to unmute. I want to introduce myself to the new member. I'm happy to looking forward to working with you. In terms of good news is we don't have a lot to report from the attorney, which is usually a very good sign. You don't want to hear from me. But there is the K&M litigation. We talked to our outside counsel handling it earlier in the week, and there is no significant update at this point. We're waiting for the discovery to come in from the other side, and then we can make some strategy decisions after that. But that's all I have to report. any questions, I'm happy to answer them.
Any questions, anyone?
Nope.
Well, thank you, sir. Appreciate the report. Number 12, moving forward, is the manager's report.
Yes, Mr. Chair. So no operational issues to report this month. We sent out our quarterly samples last week. Fully in drying sludge mode. That should be, it's pretty much dry. We should be looking, as soon as we get the go-ahead from Neil Road, we'll be looking to haul that stuff off. Influent pump station, they're working on the punch list right now. Substantial completion has happened. We've issued them the substantial completion paperwork, but they're just finishing up the few small things on the pump on the punch list, so that's all going great. Covered the unfunded liability and the painting contract. City of Oroville, I've been working with Fred, the Public Works Director, Fred Mayo, to get your EDU count done. They're using one of the consultants to do that, that SCORE found, and it seems like all is going well, so we've been kind of helping them get through that. Thermalito Water Sewer, we on the 29th, we'll have a company showing up there to remove those filters that you guys approved the cost for to be removed, so that'll happen on the 29th. And Lake Oroville Public Utility District, myself and Plant Supervisor Salcy attended the Prop 218 hearing over there on the 9th. I apologize if I talked a little bit too much. I can't help myself sometimes. So I already apologized to your manager and said I didn't mean to step on your toes and talk too much. He didn't care, so it, I don't think he was offended. But anyway, so we went and handled that, and that Proposition 218 hearing went fine. One person had some questions, but other than that, it seemed like it went good. I think there was 20 letters of
protest,
but not enough to prevent it from passing. So that went well. So the you guys in our board passed our rate increase pending the passing of all the three 218s. They all passed. Rate increase went into effect on July 1st.
Okay.
That's all I got.
Got an update on the meter?
It's in, and we're working on getting it hooked up and the programming and everything done.
Great. Any questions?
Sounds good.
I might make one thing just to mention that it's kind of interesting between districts and entities, but the Thompson Fire caused Cal Water a lot of concern about their potential loss of their pumping plant there on the diversion canal. I got a kind of frantic text from Lonnie, the manager. Mm-hmm. She was in LA or something. And said, hey, Pevin, I need to know what the fire. Blah, blah, blah. We're going to try to, because if they lose that pumping unit, then they don't have any backup right now. Because they had some mechanical things. So they were potentially hooking up with Thermalito and South Feather. They were making those plans. And I said, Lonnie, chill. I don't think it's going to hack your pumping unit. So, but that's just how it all works. I mean, mm-hmm. We've got so many different infrastructure things here. And just like our person found your manhole cover.
Yep.
And got that patched up, and then Twisted has a plate to cover it. So it's just nice to see it all working very well.
For sure. And actually, I forgot to mention, sorry, we ran over and helped you guys with a project over on Vista del Sur. So I was just bringing it up because it's you know, the JPA is working really good right now. Yeah. Everybody comes running when anybody calls. So it's pretty nice.
Always good to hear that kind of stuff. Coordination is good. All right. I'm looking at number 13, visitor comments. Any comments from visitors? Seeing none in the audience? Commissioner and staff comments. Commissioners, let's start with you over here. Welcome, of course.
Thank you. Thank you. No questions for me or comments. I'm just glad to be here.
Scott?
And for me.
Scott?
Just a question, this may be out of my ignorance, with the 162, improvements that are just going on. Is there any, since from my understanding they're going to do a lot of repaving, or this would be nice if there's some improvements that need to be done on 162 that happens before that?
Yep. So we have to, Caltrans is going in there and they're doing the north side of the road to bring it up to ADA compliance and stuff. So we have, they're going to raise some of our manholes and stuff over there.
Just manholes, the piping and all that's fine?
Yeah, they had a conflict. We have some conflicts with some piping, but it can be handled via just SCORE saying we acknowledge that we have a pipe there and them saying we acknowledge you have a pipe there.
But nothing that, you know, it just sucks when you do a road and then...
Yeah, we won't be going up and have to dig up the road at all or anything like that to mess anything up, so.
So when was that small that was inspected or... Do we do any,
We camera that side of the road. It's been a while because we don't even use that line. That's on that side of the road. We only, in a storm situation, will go and open up a valve, and if we need it, which we haven't gotten to that spot, we will let water. It's just an extra place for water to go if we have too much water to process at the plant. We only do that during storm situations, and then once a month we flush it out just to make sure that it's clean. But like right now, there's no sewer flowing through that line from SCORE, other than like the businesses that are attached to that line, so like AMPM, they're
on it. Is it costly to do an inspection before all that's done, just because
no.
It would be nice to just...
I mean, it would be, I would probably call either the city of Oroville, Thermalito Water Sewer, or Lake Oroville, and ask to borrow the camera truck and do an inspection, or ask to borrow their camera crew.
Could we possibly do that? Just to be nice, again, to
just
know,
to know that it's solid. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or whatever entity needs to dig up the brand new road.
Sounds good. No, not a problem at all. I can make those arrangements.
Well, it's kind of like right now, AT&T is digging up Feather River Boulevard, putting underground wire in it. That was kind of irritating because I remember hearing about when we finally did Feather River Boulevard, and then they said, oh, we got everything done. Now I see they're digging up manhole covers and pulling the wire and all kinds of things.
Well, yeah, to speak to that, that's why Jamie at Thermalito hustled his butt and got that project done over there by the county building, right? Because you guys, the city is going to repave the thing, and he didn't want to dig up your pavement right after you guys paid for it.
Which was completed this last weekend.
Yeah. So I know he had to hustle up to get his stuff done, but yeah, just to speak to it, yeah, that's exactly why he did that.
I don't know if our camera's working right now.
Yeah, well, we got.
I was there yesterday.
We have one.
They were working on it.
Yeah, luckily we have access. We can call three people. So I'll call one that's got one. We'll be all right.
Cool.
Yeah, we had trouble with it, but
yeah.
I mean, you repair stuff all the time, but
yeah,
it just is an embarrassment if you're like, hey, I'm digging
up. That's why I asked.
For sure.
Really, they've been busy with other projects, and when I don't see them using it, but that's why I asked last
week. Well, the Olive Highway Oregon project is progressing. I think they're in phase one right now, and want to go to phase two. And then, like you said, after that, 2025, they'll be repaving the entire road from the Feather River Bridge to Foothill.
Yeah, I think, what do we have, 4 manholes that need to be raised, I think, for that project?
Four or five.
Yeah.
Most of them are in the sidewalk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Great.
All right. Good stuff. Item 15, folks. It says the chairman will adjourn the meeting until the next regular board meeting to be held August 27th, 2024 at 5 p.m. Without any other further comments or suggestions?
15 minutes.
We are adjourned.
Pretty good one.
There we go.
We probably got another reading, so.
First one of the first quick one like that we've had in a while.
Yeah.
That would be on the next one like that. Most likely it's going to be two.
Take care, everybody. Stay cool.
Thank you, Ryan. Have a good one.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm going to turn my air conditioner on before I get home. I meant to do it earlier.
Oh, you got the Nest set up like I do.
Sort of, but I don't want them to guess what my movements are.
How's your African friend? Are they?
They were just talking about
only in the wintertime.